USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina has a message for House Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
If you believe you have a case, vote to open up an inquiry, allow Republicans to have a say, make sure the president is allowed to participate in a meaningful manner.
Graham also is introducing a resolution condemning the impeachment investigation in the House. The largest fire in California right now is the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County. Mike Parks with Cal Fire says hundreds of firefighters are responding.
Fire is currently staffed by about 500 personnel, numerous agencies from the northern half of the state. We have approximately 8 air tankers assigned, and the VLAT is on its way now. The very large air tanker is on its way now.
The fire has forced 2,000 evacuations after burning 10,000 acres. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The weekly first-time jobless claims numbers came in a little lower. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
The Labor Department saying around 212,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, 6,000 fewer than the week before. The biggest jump in claims in California, New York, and Oklahoma. The sharpest declines were seen in Illinois, North Carolina, and Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of Californians are experiencing yet another power shutoff as PG&E cuts electricity to avoid sparking another wildfire. Resident Melissa Herlin speaking about how she would rather be safe than sorry.
I know some people have been upset, but for me, I just remember how scary it was when the fires did happen, and I kind of see it as, you know, I would rather take the precaution.
Herlin was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thursday marks exactly 1 month since House Democrats launched their impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The president has dismissed the inquiry as another Democratic witch hunt. Brian Dean Wright is a former CIA officer and registered Democrat. He tells Fox News some of the thinking and thought process that goes on in the intelligence community.
So this kind of thinking is pervasive in D.C. It's basically, look, I understand that the American people think that they control this country, but in fact, we do. You know, Nancy Pelosi had said a couple weeks ago that all roads from Trump's world lead to Russia. I mean, this is this hysterical thinking combined with this bureaucratic swamp-like thinking that they know best. And really, look at the implication of that. Think about the implication for a second. It's that the American Republic isn't real. It's that our democracy is a facade, that your vote, that mine, that everybody who's watching this program, that their vote doesn't matter. That is the implication, and that's horrifying.
Tim Ryan is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
We've given voice to the forgotten communities and the forgotten people in the United States. And while it didn't work out quite the way we planned, this voice will not be stifled.
The Ohio congressman made the announcement in a video to supporters. The moderate lawmaker has struggled to get traction in the crowded presidential field. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio or check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.